From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, January 19th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register-Star that Ryan Skoda has been chosen as the new Taconic Town Supervisor. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell said Skoda was voted in by the three other members of the town board following the resignation of Eric Tyree. He will serve out the remainder of Tyree's term through the end of 2017. Skoda, 30, is a Taconic native. He was elected to the Taconic Planning Board 10 years ago and served as its chairman until he was elected to the town board in 2013. Skoda runs his family farm, Triple Creek Dairy. He defined his priorities for Taconic as taxes and broadband access. He said, and I quote, "My main priority, even as a town council member, was to keep the taxes as low as possible," end quote. Asked about the state plan to give all New Yorkers access to high-speed internet by 2018, Skoda said he had his doubts if it would produce for his town. He said, and I quote, "I think it's a good plan in theory. I'm not sold whether we will be able to benefit from it. Right now, we're holding our breath," end quote. Skoda will serve on the Board of Supervisors, Public Works, and County Government Committees, Murrell said. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that on Tuesday, January the 17th, the Finance Committee of the Greene County Legislature approved a measure to purchase property in New Baltimore as the location for a new emergency communications tower. The half-acre parcel on High Rock Road will cost $200,000. $150,000 of that amount is in the form of a gift equity. Greene County Administrator Sean Groton said the purchase is beneficial because of the area's higher elevation. This is one piece of the state's plan to connect emergency towers from Albany all the way down to New York City, he said. In 2015, the county built a tower in Windham, and that tower was able to relay signals over to Delaware County, Groton said. Finance Committee Chairman Charles Martinez echoed Groton's comments about the land in New Baltimore being a good location for emergency services. He said, and I quote, "The output is a perfect site for emergency towers," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper on the January 9th Hudson Board of Education meeting. The board recognized three teachers planning to retire this summer: Ann Curry, after 34 years with the district; Ellen Humer, 29 years; and Thomas Heater, 19 years. Curry and Humer teach at the elementary level. Heater is a special education teacher at the junior high. Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer and the board also presented Audrey Kraft, a new reading specialist at John L. Edwards Primary School. Wolfberg also reported that Bard College has plans to expand its Early College Hudson initiative for high school students next year. Currently, 15 seniors from Hudson and Germantown High School are enrolled in the program. Next year, Stuttermeyer said, Bard intends to include both juniors and seniors from Hudson and Germantown, plus students from unnamed districts, quote, from both Columbia County and across the river, end quote. In other news, Stuttermeyer announced the Physical Education Department had received a small grant to purchase equipment for, and I quote, cooperative games, end quote. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Tate Seckinger and Rosa Atchison are reporting in the Register-Star that the massive fire that engulfed the River Loft building continued to burn late into Wednesday, January 18th, even as the structure was being demolished. Investigators from the State Office of Fire Prevention and Control had not determined the cause of the fire as of 6 p.m. on Wednesday, City Fire Commissioner Tim Hutchins said. "It's about 50% down now," Hutchins said of the fire, and I quote, "It's just minor hot spots. It's going to be a couple of more hours at least. They're working on it right now, and we're dousing hot spots and flare-ups as it comes down," end quote. Emergency personnel responded to a call at 3 a.m. on Wednesday for a fully involved fire in the historic warehouse building located on Front Street next door to the Hudson Terrace Apartments. The fire was under control within 90 minutes after firefighters arrived, while the hotspots continued to burn within the structure for more than 15 hours. The building was engulfed quickly, Hudson Fire Chief Tony DeMarco said, but added that responders do not know why. Firefighters remained on the scene all day, and roads in the general area of the building were closed until 5:30 p.m. An excavator was at work demolishing the building by mid-afternoon after state fire inspectors analyzed the site for several hours. You can read that full story in the Register Star. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Woodstock Town Board members have sent new Congressperson John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, a petition asking for him to vote to fix, not to eliminate, the Affordable Care Act. On January 17, Supervisor Bill McKenna said, and I quote, "What I did last week was reach out to Faso's office and, in no uncertain terms, told him as supervisor for the town of Woodstock, I was totally opposed to him doing anything to repeal Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, without having a replacement in hand, that it was just a crazy way to go," end quote. Faso voted in the House on January 13 to begin the process of repealing the National Health Care Program. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential about how much funding individual school districts would get under Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed 2017 budget. In Greene County, the Cairo-Durham district would get $139,145 more than last year, a 1.4% increase. Catskill sees a 1.3% increase with $129,143 more than last year. Coxsackie Athens gets a 1.5% bump, or $92,928 more. Greenville gets 1.3% more, $98,859 more. Hunter Tannersville saw a just 1% increase, or $15,122 more. And Wyndham Ashland Jewett also got 1% more, or $10,009 more in funds. In Columbia County, Taconic Hills would get 1% more, or $69,658. Germantown would get 1% more, or $34,761. Chatham would get $45,306 more, a 1% increase. Hudson would get $159,357 more, a 1.1% increase. Kinderhook gets $118,845 more, a 1.2% increase. And New Lebanon would get $22,086 more, a 1% increase. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Several sympathy marches and protests with the Women's March on Washington are happening locally on Saturday in Poughkeepsie, Delhi, and Albany. In Poughkeepsie, the Women's March across the Hudson is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., leaving from the Hudson-Poughkeepsie entrance. The Women's March Delhi is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Delhi County Courthouse Square. There's also an inaugurate resistance event from noon to 5 p.m. at the SEIU building. That's at 155 Washington Avenue in Albany, with workshops and a 4 p.m. march going to the West Capitol Park in front of the State Capitol building. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today, with a temperature high near 42 degrees. For Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Friday night, a chance of rain, mainly after 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 33 degrees. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 48 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Sunrise today was at 7:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:54 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 19th day of January 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.